with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Today is President Biden's 81st birthday, and it serves as another reminder of an issue that's proven a major concern for many voters.
In a recent New York Times Siena College poll of battleground states, 7 in 10 respondents said Mr. Biden was too old to be president. And it's a bipartisan concern. More than half of the president's own supporters think he's too old for the office. The White House insists Mr. Biden is physically and mentally fit, but some prominent Democrats and supporters have openly questioned whether the president should be seeking a second term because of his age. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump winning the endorsement of Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says we need a president who's going to secure the border. Appearing with the governor during a weekend visit to a border town, Mr. Trump said the Biden administration's been a disaster and not just on the border.
Usually there'll be an administration that there's something positive happens, something good happens, there's nothing good happened. The economy's no good. The inflation is the worst ever. We were energy independent just 3 years ago. We were soon going to be energy dominant.
But no more, says Mr. Trump, asking Americans if they're better off today than they were during his tenure. Also at SRNnews.com, 31 premature babies among hundreds of patients evacuated from the largest hospital in Gaza. The Israelis are offering what they say is more evidence that the Al-Shifa hospital was used as a terrorist base. Meanwhile, fighting has broken out at another Gaza hospital, this one located in the north of the territory. Defense Secretary Austin on an unannounced visit to Kiev. He arrived earlier today, what's expected to be a high-profile drive to keep money and weapons flowing to Ukraine. Watching Wall Street, stocks modestly higher. The Dow is up 34 points. The Nasdaq trading 59 points higher. This is SRN News. A California counseling service unveils a controversial new program.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The roughly 300 Christian homeless shelters that make up Citygate Network are preparing to make Thanksgiving special for those who have no home to go to. All of the missions are putting together their traditional meals, but some of them are stepping outside of their four walls. For example, Ventura County Rescue Mission in California is hitting the streets with the goal of delivering 2,000 Thanksgiving meals. This is SRN News. More Americans are chowing down on seafood from a can. A trend that's due at least in part to pandemic-inspired culinary trends.
Canned mackerel, sardines, and squid gaining in popularity when Americans were stuck at home. Since then, the U.S. market has expanded, fueled by social media influencers touting the benefits of the high-powered protein food in brightly colored metal containers. U.S. canned seafood industry dollar sales growing from $2.3 billion in 2018 to more than $2.7 billion so far this year. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal appeals court is hearing arguments today on whether to reinstate a gag order against former President Trump, an order that Mr. Trump's lawyers say is an unconstitutional assault on their client's free speech rights. More details at SRNnews.com.